Dreamscape presents Whistling Past the Graveyard by Susan Crandall. Narrated by Amy Rubinate. 1. July 1963. My grandmother said she prays for me every day. Which was funny, because I'd only ever heard Mamie pray, "Dear Lord, give me strength." That sure sounded like a prayer for herself. And Mrs. Knopp in Sunday school always said our prayers should only ask for things for others. Once I made the mistake of saying that out loud to Mamie and got slapped into next Tuesday for my sassy mouth. My mouth always worked a whole lot faster than my good sense. Don't get the wrong idea. Mamie never put me in the emergency room like Talmadge Metzger's dad did him. For sure, nobody believed the stories about Talmadge being a klutz. Truth be told, Mamie didn't smack me as often as her face said she thought I needed it, so I reckon she should get credit for tolerance. I heard it often enough. I can be a trial. I was working real hard at stopping words that were better off swallowed, just like Mamie and my third-grade teacher, Mrs. Jacoby, said I should. I got in trouble plenty at school for being mouthy, too. Most times I was provoked, but Principal Morris didn't seem to count that as an excuse. Keeping one's counsel was important for a lady in order to be an acceptable person in society. Not that Daddy and I thought I needed to become a lady, but it meant a lot to Mamie, so Daddy said I had to try. Anyway, I'd only been about half successful and had been on restriction twice already since school let out at the end of May. Once for sass, and the second time? Well, I don't really count that as my fault.